Hello, and welcome to Landward, Readings of Place and Season. I'm Catherine Young. I live, farm, and write in Richland County in the Driftless area of Wisconsin. Today I'll read two poems of season. First, this one by Barbara Crooker, And Now It's October. And now it's October, the golden hour of the clock of the year. Everything that can run to fruit has already done so. Round apples, oval plums, bottom-heavy pears, black walnuts and hickory nuts annealed in their shells, the woodchuck with his overcoat of fat. Flowers that were once bright as a box of crayons are now seed heads and thistledown. All the feathery grasses shine in the slanted light. It's time to bring in the lawn chairs and wind chimes. Time to draw the drapes against the wind. Time to hunker down. Summer's fruits are preserved in syrup, but nothing can stopper time. No way to seal it in wax or amber. It slides through our hands like a rope of silk. At night, the moon's restless searchlight sweeps across the sky. That is And Now It's October by Barbara Crooker from Small Rain, published by Purple Flag Press in 2014. And here is a poem that I think of this time of year when the mists rise in the valleys of our region. It's called The Vast Hour by Genevieve Taggart. Genevieve Taggart was born in Waitsburg, Washington in 1894. She's best known as the biographer of Emily Dickinson, authoring The Life and Mind of Emily Dickinson. The Vast Hour by Genevieve Taggart. All essences of sweetness from the white, warm day go up in vapor when the dark comes down. Ascends the tune of meadowlark. Ascends the noontime smell of grass when night takes sunlight from the world and gives it ease. Mysterious wings have brushed the air, and light float all the ghosts of sense and sound and sight. The silent hive is echoing the bees. So stir my thoughts at this slow, solemn time. Now only is there certainty for me, when all the days distilled and understood. Now light meets darkness. Now my tendrils climb in this vast hour up the living tree where gloom foregathers and the stern winds brood. That was Genevieve Taggart's poem, The Vast Hour, published in 1922 in her collection, The Eager Lovers. And earlier you heard Barbara Crooker's poem, And Now It's October, published in the collection Small Rain by Purple Flag Press in 2014. This is Catherine Young for Landward. Thanks for listening.